Last year, we got into the Newport Folk Fest for free to do recycling. We were just volunteering, and of course, we managed to finagle the backstage recycling passes and had pockets full of CDs.
Call it karma, kismet, or creativity. The Low Anthem went from volunteers at the Newport Folk Festival to this year's much-buzzed-about performers. A somewhat simple evolution for a band that generally avoids the easy road. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Earning comparisons to Fleet Foxes and Tom Waits leaves plenty of room to range for the Low Anthem. And they certainly have the means with a new album, Oh My God, Charlie Darwin, featuring 27 different instruments. With pump organs in that collection, even on the road, the Rhode Island band is clearly committed to its sound, seeing no point in a digital imitation when you can have the real thing. Pace magazine calls the Low Anthem songs gorgeous chamber folk, but the word authenticity often appears in reviews as well, and Ben Knox Miller from the band had an interesting reaction to the word and a few details to share about making the record when the Low Anthem joined me at FUV.
Authenticity is a funny little slippery word.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Why's that?
Who knows what that means? And you know, some people, if we have detractors, some of our detractors think it's funny that a bunch of kids would play the kind of music that we play. And you hear that a lot. You hear that kind of criticism a lot. People mm-hmm. trying to figure out if a band is authentic or not.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the music, we love instruments. You know, we're like obsessed with instruments. We all studied music and studied traditional musics, jazz and classical music and old-time music. And we love these old instruments. We love repairing them, finding them at yard sales and thrift shops and on eBay and working on them, restoring them. And it's kind of our instrument collection is part of... I guess is part of the identity of the project.
Interesting.
Yeah, we should be older playing this kind of music, and one day we will be.
And then we'll be authentic.
The cigarettes is a blight on the whole human race. Yes, a man is a monkey with one in his face. You hear me, my brothers? There's fire on the one hand and a fool on the other. The cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women, they'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane. There's cigarettes and whiskey and wild.
Ben, I'm going to ask you to paint a picture of making the record in Block Island in the winter, which is such an interesting, sort of powerful visual.
I guess the iconic image of it is that eternal sunshine of the spotless mind, mm-hmm. sort of scene with them like walking on the beach in the snow, and like there's no color, everything's sort of bleached out. It's very beautiful.
How long were you out there for?
It took 10 days to do live tracking, and then it took... 10 months to do tiny little fussy overdubs, which we did at home.
Are the three of you joined by some friends in the studio, instruments strewn everywhere? How much are you just kind of figuring it out and letting the tapes roll and seeing what gets captured?
Yeah, well, we had a great engineer, this guy Jesse Louder. He did just a brilliant job with the figuring out how to capture everything, and he also had this sort of drill sergeant approach where he would just make us do 20 takes of a song, 30 takes of a song. He kind of just waited until we found the song, however long that took. And a lot of them died. There's a lot of songs that died along the way. And our hearts go out to them.
And when you go where the winds are strong, when the soldiers carve their stones, take along all the best of my luck and come back unchanged with your demons all tamed.
Live music from the Low Anthem, that's To the Ghosts Who Write History Books, recorded at FUV. Hear the complete interview and performance in the online archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.